American Postcards is the title of the latest concert in the Honolulu Chamber Music Series. We sat down with Takuma Ito, composer of Picture Brides, written around the stories of picture brides who immigrated to Hawaii from Japan and Okinawa. Take a listen. Ito was inspired by Barbara Kawakami's award-winning book, Picture Bride Stories. The Austin-based award-winning string quartet, Invoke, will perform the piece tonight at the University of Hawaii.
So this was originally commissioned by this group that's coming, Invoke. They're a really unusual group in that they're a string quartet, but they also play banjo and mandolin, and they also sing. So the problem that presents itself is that they don't have any repertoire to draw from. They don't have past composers who've written for this unique combination. So they decided to commission four composers initially, and I was lucky enough to be selected as one of those. And what we came up with as a theme to draw the four pieces together was that we realized we were all coming from very different backgrounds. One was from South Carolina, one was from Texas, California, and here I was based in Hawaii. So we all did some research into the places that we were based in, and I was really drawn to this history of the picture brides, the brides that came over to Hawaii from Japan and Okinawa, and they only had a picture of their future husbands to know who that person was going to be, and maybe a little anecdotes from relatives back in Japan, but really very naive not really having an understanding of what they were getting themselves into when they were making the trip here.
And as you did a deep dive on the Picture Bride history that we have, what was it that struck you about that period?
Yeah, it's just, you see these photos, and I'm a Japanese-American myself, first generation, so I have no personal ties to Picture Brides, but these photos just reminded me of the photo albums my grandparents used to have, and it's an American history, part of American history that really resonated with me in ways that other American history never has. So there's something very personal to it, at least resonated with me, even though I don't have any personal connection to this history. Luckily enough for me, when I was composing this piece in 2017, there was a book that just came out a year before by Barbara Kawakami. She's an author also from here, and she had just published a book called Picture Bride Stories. She's been very busy collecting these stories since the 80s, I believe. She went back to school at UH and was doing some research on textile, and she was doing a lot of interviews of textiles in the plantations, and she started gathering these stories, and she didn't have enough room in her first book, so she ended up publishing it in the second one some 20, 30 years later. And yeah, it's a great collection of a number of picture brides that she interviewed in the 80s, 90s, and they lived a long life. So yeah, really fascinating stories.
When did you reach out to her when you had this idea to, you know, to latch onto this?
Right. So I composed the piece without contacting her first. I had just read her book. I reached out to her publisher after I had a recording of the piece and just hoping to send it to her for her enjoyment. And luckily enough, she responded, and we had a nice conversation. But I hadn't contacted her since until I found out this group, Invoke, was coming back, coming to the Hawaii for the first time. And so I reached out to her when I heard the news and asked her if I could go through her photos that she's collected and present those at the concert as a slideshow so that people would be able to learn about these photos of these women and what they went through when they came to Hawaii.
So it's really going to be a fascinating audiovisual experience for the audience.
Yeah, it's going to be a very unusual concert experience, especially for something like the Honolulu Chamber Music Series, where usually it's just musicians playing on stage. But this one, you'll have the musicians there, of course, but a slideshow that you can watch along.
I can imagine if folks go to the concert, they might want to learn more and pick up the book and do
right.
a deeper dive if they haven't already.
Right. And she'll be there at the concert. So she's bringing her family and some friends. You can go say hi to her and ask her questions, too. I think a lot of people in Hawaii are very familiar with this story, but I wasn't familiar a few years ago when I was starting this piece. So, and most people, I think, have not seen actual photos that these people exchanged. So I think it'll be a very informative and educational experience as well as a fun cultural musical experience.
And is there any one favorite that you have of the pieces that you'll be playing that night?
It's one piece. It's one movement. It's just, it goes through, it doesn't go into too much detail about each bride. The thing about music, it can't be terribly specific. So, and the slideshow doesn't have a lot of words or text, so you won't be reading too much and trying to squint. But yeah, there's some fascinating stories about how one woman, I think, was just coming to Hawaii to retrieve someone, and she ended up staying and getting married. So she wasn't even technically a picture bride, I think. She was given a picture to perhaps retrieve a close family friend and ended up marrying that person. There's some sad stories of people coming and they were supposed to meet their husbands, but not having met, the husband never came. There's some slightly less sad stories of them having to wait at the immigration for a few days until the husband came. And the way these women tell it seems so matter of fact. So the life that they describe must have been so difficult in so many ways. But when they're talking about these stories in their 80s and 90s, it just seems so, this was that and this was that. And so you have to kind of look through, read between the lines in what they're saying.
So you've got this string quartet that plays with ukulele?
Yeah, so they usually don't play ukulele. They play banjo and mandolin. But for this piece, I didn't see how I could use a banjo and a mandolin for a piece about Hawaii. So I asked them if they would learn the ukulele, and they said sure. So they learned a whole new instrument just for this piece. And I had to learn how to play the instrument myself, too, because I wasn't familiar with it. So, yeah.
That must have been fun.
Yeah, so I picked up the ukulele a little bit, and so I had to.
So it challenged you.
Yeah, it did challenge me. And I don't think there's too many pieces that include a string quartet and ukulele, and certainly not on the Honolulu Chamber Music Series. It might be the first time an ukulele is being played. So,
well, good for you for pushing the envelope.
Yeah, hope so.
That was Takuma Ito, who composed A Picture by Postcards, a concert for the string quartet Invoke. It's part of the Honolulu Chamber Music Series, which takes place tonight at the UH Orvis Auditorium.